patience with family is love, patience with others is respect, patience with self is confidence, and patience with the divine is faith. Welcome to episode 328 of Namaste Yoga. I'm Dr. Melissa West, and thank you for welcoming me into your home for the next hour as we journey into our innermost home. So we just changed up how we did the intro a little bit today as an experiment. I started by sharing with you something that we always include in our show notes, which is a shareable quote. And it's something that we never actually share in the class. But it's something that if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, mostly Instagram, it's something that we post there and you can share. And so I just wondered, do you like that? Do you like starting the class that way with the quote? It's kind of a way that we can incorporate the quote that we choose in the class. Anyway, so we're continuing our Awakening Your True Self series with the six paramitas, and today we are doing part two of patience, Shanti Paramita. And to do that, we are going to start with a breath practice, but first I have a testimonial for you today. Can you hear that peacock through my mic? Is that coming through? Yeah, so I just want to tell you about those, my friends, the peacocks. They go like that all night long. So not only is the full moon keeping me up right now, but these guys with their calling back to each other with their mating calls. This time of year, it is like constant. So we're in Beacon Hill Park today. Beautiful park, and there are loads of people here. It's a gorgeous day, 22 degrees Celsius and sunny and blue skies. So we're beside Queens Lake here in Beacon Hill Park. So if you ever come, you can see all the different locations where we film here. But I hope you'll let me know if you come so we can have a tea together. Not too many people come visit this island, so, well, actually loads of people come visit this island, but not too many people who do Namaste Yoga come visit this island. So if you do, let me know. I'd love to have a cup of tea with you. I have a testimonial from Allison Cooper, and she's been a long time Namaste Yogi. And she's recently become a member, and I've just been loving her posts and emails from me. She's a super happy member, and I get super happy emails from her and posts in the membership community. And so I kind of pieced a few testimonials together from some of her comments in the membership community. Allison says, "I am speechless. I cannot believe how you and Tim have made it so easy for us to find our way around the membership community. I'm watching everything. I'm taking notes. People are welcoming me. This is the best community ever. I waited too long to join. Thank you so much for all you do. I'm a very new member, only 6 days to be exact. I'm loving taking notes because whether it's something someone says or something I've read or even someone I've watched, I'm just learning so much and I love writing it down. As to what I'm learning from the weekly challenge, well, first it's to show up every day because that's what I want, a daily practice. It's the discipline I want to do it, and I like it, but it's making sure I'm setting a time for me. The weekly challenge is easy to follow, and if one day I feel like I would rather be doing something else, there's many other videos for me to choose from. I feel like everything is available. Everything I want is available to me here on this membership site, so it's up to me. I've been set up for success, and all I have to do is show up. I love the postures, the meditations, the members' comments about their practices, and I just feel like it helps me want to join in every day. This is a great community, and I'm so happy I'm a part of it." So that's from Allison in our old stomping grounds in Ontario, Canada. Okay, so we're going to start our practice today on patience, similarly to how we did last week with alternate nostril breathing. So I'm actually going to get you to sit for this. So this is how we're going to transition from our day-to-day to our... I'm trying not to change heights too much and places too much for Tim. Okay. Okay. Happy there. So last week when we did square breath throughout to make space, this week we're going to do alternate nostril breathing. And you know what? I'm going to get you started and then I'll talk a little bit more about why we're doing it. So take your left hand, bring your thumb and index finger, rest it on your lap. There are really no contraindications to alternate nostril breathing other than you need to make sure that both your left and right nostril nasal passages are clear. So one thing I did this morning in preparation for this class was to do the neti pot. And I'll link to a blog post that I did on the neti pot and how to clear your nasal passages with the neti pot in my show notes today. Blowing your nose just to make sure your nasal passages are clear is helpful as well. So you're going to take your right hand and extend your first two fingers. Rest that in the center of your forehead. Close your right nostril. Gently, you're going to end up closing your nostrils just right underneath the cartilage at the top of your nose, very gently. So close your right nostril and breathe in through your left nostril. And then close your left nostril and breathe out through your right nostril. Breathe in right. Close right, breathe out left. Breathe in left. Close left, breathe out right. Breathe in right. Close right, breathe out left. Breathe in left. Close left, breathe out right. Breathe in right. Close right, breathe out left. So continue with this breath practice and on your own rhythm. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about why we're doing this breath practice and the benefits of it today. Okay, so this breath is known as the sweet breath. So keep that intention and keep that at the front of your mind as we go through this practice. So this breath practice will infuse your body with fresh oxygen and prana, and it clears and releases toxins. And so when you think about the residue that you experience from the pain of toxic encounters in a relationship, then you can think about how setting the intention to use a breath practice like this to cleanse the toxic residue that sits with you from being in those encounters and relationships. It reduces stress and anxiety, and so when we're human beings in relationships, that does cause stress and anxiety and pain, and we're going to talk about that more today. It calms and rejuvenates your nervous system when out of balance. And we all experience this in relationship, that our nervous systems get out of balance when we experience pain in relationships. It helps to support and clear balanced respiratory channels. And it balances the solar and lunar energies, so the masculine and feminine energies. These can also get thrown off in relationships too, where you get too much on the receptive side or too much on the giving side. So it's good to have these in balance in relationship. It fosters mental clarity and alert mind. So this is useful in relationships so that you can be clear on your intention in relationships, but also so that you can have the clarity to see the other person's point of view as well. It enhances your ability to concentrate, and this ability to see clearly and to concentrate is very useful when you're in conflict in relationships. And as I said, it balances the left and right hemispheres of your brain. So all this adds to this level of concentration, mindfulness, balance that we can bring to our relationships. Okay, so I'll get you to finish your cycle of alternate nostril breathing by breathing out through your left nostril. And know that you can come back to a breath practice like this anytime. When you're done breathing out through your left nostril, just lower your right hand down to your lap. And take a moment to breathe in and out through both nostrils. Feel the effects of this balancing breath, this clarifying breath for you. And know that you can come back to this kind of breath practice anytime you experience conflict in relationships, to balance your nervous system, to bring calm and clarity to yourself as well. So we're going to move forward to come onto our back and do knee to chest pose. I think I may have neglected to mention you're going to need a bolster and two blocks today. So with knee to chest pose, you're going to draw your right knee into your chest. And we're actually just going to bring some mobility to your hips first, just by circling that knee. If you have any low back issues, then keep your left knee bent while you do this. And then circle the other direction. And then draw your right knee into your chest. So this pose, Apanasana, presses on your ascending colon, and it's very much a detoxifying pose. It helps you release toxins from your colon, your large intestine. And so we can also think about it in a similar way to the way we thought about alternate nostril breathing. We can set the intention to release physical toxins from our physical body when there may be some emotional toxins left in our emotional body from the pain of human relationships. So let's try that same thing on the left side. Drawing in your left leg, and we'll start first by circling your left leg. And then circle the other direction. And then hug your left knee right in, and if you have any knee issues, hold on behind your knee. And this presses right on your descending colon and helps to release the toxins from your large intestine. And again, just releasing, taking care of your physical body has that ripple effect through to your emotional body. Letting go of any toxic residue in your emotional body from the pain of relationships. And then you can release your left leg and pause for a moment and just feel the balance between the left and your right side of your body. And then we're going to take your bolster and you're going to place it underneath your pelvis. If you don't have a bolster, you could use a block instead. The bolster works quite nicely though. You're going to press into your feet, lift your pelvis, and tuck your bolster underneath you. If you have a choice between a flat and a round bolster here, it would be better to use a flat bolster here. Okay, and then we're going to do half happy baby pose here. And this one, you're gonna draw your right leg up and in, hold on to your knee, draw it towards your armpit, and lengthen your left leg down. And this is known to calm your brain and allow you to be present. And so when we're going through the pain of emotional relationships, it's really difficult to be present. I don't know what your MO is, but mine is to wanna like fix it, fix everything. Make the pain go away. Make the hurting stop. Find a band-aid. This kind of pose helps us to calm our mind and be present. But for me, I don't know about you guys in this pose. A lot of people like happy baby pose. For me, it's just really intense in my hips. It's a really great opening through the front of your hip here, and then also good opening through your hip joint here on your right side. Okay, let's do that on both sides. I feel like I'm not really using my mat appropriately here. Okay, so you're gonna lengthen your right leg out, draw your left leg in, half happy baby on the other side. So a big opening on the front of your right hip and half happy baby on your left hip. And then release that down. And just take a pause here over your bolster to allow both the fronts of your hips to open, nice lengthening through your psoas. And then we're gonna bend your knees, press into your feet, and take that bolster off to the side. And we're gonna roll to your side and come up onto all fours. So from all fours, we're going to do some cat pose. Okay, so hands underneath your shoulders, knees underneath your hips. Modifications for wrists, you can come up onto fists or down onto your forearms, whichever works better for you. You're going to breathe out and round up through your back, and then breathe in an arch through your back and lift your head. So this pose is great to create flexibility through your whole spine, and again it calms your central nervous system. So flexibility, when we create flexibility in our physical body, I'm shifting my weight back as I round and I'm arching as I lean forward, so I'm just adding movement to this. So when we create flexibility in our physical body, it also has, again, that ripple effect through our other koshas. So through our mental body, through our emotional body, through our energetic body. so that when we come into our relationships, we can be flexible in our point of view. So often, I don't know about you, but I find myself in my relationships, I get stuck in, I find a lot of my conflict in relationships for me comes from wanting things to be a certain way, like wanting them to be the way I thought they were going to be, and then they don't turn out being that way. And then it creates a conflict, either an inner conflict or an outer conflict. And that's really tough for me. So I know for me that when that happens, that's like that little mindfulness bell goes off for me that something's off with my flexibility, and it's an opportunity for me to practice flexibility. And then we're going to inhale, open your left arm out to the side. Exhale, rotate, bring your left arm between that space between your right wrist and your right knee. Lower your left shoulder to the ground, tuck your chin, and come into revolved table or revolved cat pose. Then inhale and come up. We'll do the other side. Open up. Exhale, rotate. Lower your right shoulder down to the ground. Tuck your chin. So rotating on the other side. And then inhale, you're going to slowly undo your rotation and make your way to a comfortable seated position. So I'm going to sit kneeling on a block today. You might want to sit cross-legged on a meditation cushion. Today you might want to sit with your back against the wall, or you might want to sit in a chair, whatever works best for your body today. Okay, we're going to sit with the mudra that we did last week, the Chaturmukha Mudra. And this is the mudra where you just put all the tips of your fingers together and your thumbs straight up, and you rested it at the level of your solar plexus. Okay, and when you sit like that, you can just sink down through your sit bones, lengthen up tall through your spine, and draw your ears back over your shoulders. And sit in a way that is alert and allows you to receive the teachings. So this mudra, it readies your mind for meditation. It increases feelings of devotion, generosity, and surrender. It harmonizes air, ether, earth, and water elements. It calms your spirit and tempers your heart. So in our Awakening Your True Self series, we are exploring the six paramitas, or the six perfections. And the intention behind cultivating these six perfections is for the development of compassion. It's considered the path of the Bodhisattva. So today we are reflecting on the third paramita, or the third perfection, which is Shanti Paramita, or forbearance, tolerance, and patience. Shanti Paramita teaches us that life is difficult from time to time. We all experience the suffering of illness, financial hardship, difficulties in relationships, addiction, and emotional despair. There's even the everyday suffering of small annoyances, from frustrations to setbacks and situational depression. With Shanti Paramita, we have the option to meet our resistance, the I can't believe this is happening to me, with patience, tolerance, and forbearance. Instead to refuse to accept or blaming anything or anyone, even ourselves, or becoming bitter, we can ask for patience. May I be patient. So according to Shanti Paramita, there are three kinds of hardship that we'll face. Personal pain and hardship, both physical and emotional. The pain caused by our personal relationships and interactions with others. And number three, the painful truth about our life. So last week we focused on our personal pain and hardship, both the physical and emotional. If you want to, you can go back to that class. This week we're going to focus on the pain caused by our personal relationships and interactions with others. And next week we're going to focus on the painful truth of our life. So if as human beings we were completely loving, compassionate, and forgiving, then there would be no conflict in human relationships. But in truth, we all come into relationships with some level of ignorance, greed, fear, and desire that leads to poor behavior and pain in relationships. With mindful awareness, we can learn to see that it is lack of clear thinking rather than the person themselves that it is at fault, and we can have compassion and forgiveness. So our relationships can become the object of our yoga practice, just in the same way that a yoga posture or a breath practice is our practice. So when we experience pain in a relationship, we can say, oh, wonderful. This is such a tremendous opportunity for practice off my yoga mat and in my life. So we can practice loving kindness first for ourselves and for our own distressed and tender hearts. And then we can practice loving kindness meditation for the person bothering us and know that they too are suffering. To not be able to meet another human being with love, compassion, and respect. So later in our class today, we will practice loving kindness for ourselves, either remembering a time when we have suffered, or maybe we won't have to do that much recall. And then we will offer loving kindness to a difficult person in our lives. Breath is another vehicle through which we can create space when we notice that tightening in our bodies in response to the suffering that we experience from pain in relationships. So in your day-to-day life, you can pause and take a deep grounding breath. But today we are practicing Nadi Shodhana, or alternate nostril breathing, because to me it is the breath of relationships. It's creating that balance between the left and right side of your bodies, but it's also an incredibly purifying breath. So Nadi means channel or flow, and Shodhana means purification. And so I feel that this is a wonderful breath to clear and purify the subtle energy channels of your body, which could have that kind of emotional residue, that toxic residue from the pain of relationships, of painful relationships. And balancing our left and right, or masculine and feminine energies, is helpful too when we get out of balance and our nervous system is taken off a little bit with being in relationship. So reflect on how these relationships, these teachings relate to you in your life, and begin to form an intention for what you would like to receive from the rest of the class. What is it that you would like to create, sustain, release, or rebirth in your life right now, and how can your yoga practice help you do that today? When you're ready, you can start to make your way into downward facing dog. Come onto all fours, tuck your toes under, stretch out the necks of your toes, spread your fingers wide, breathe in. Breathe out, lift your hips up towards the ceiling and your heels towards the ground. And then look forward at the space between your hands, and when you're ready, you can walk your feet into your hands. And slowly roll up to standing. From standing, we're going to start with a balancing posture, tree pose, to create that concentration to find balance in relationships. So you're going to stand on your left leg, turn your right toes out. You can keep your toes on the ground. Lift your foot up to below your knee or above your knee. Find a point on the ground that's not moving. Bring your hands to your heart center. Actually, we could use this mudra that we used before. You can keep it in front of your solar plexus, or you can bring your hands overhead. And then release your legs down. And we're gonna do this on the other side. So this time you're gonna stand on your right leg, turn your left toes out. And again, your toes can stay on the ground, below your knee, or above your knee. And we'll use the same mudra, fingertips together, thumbs point up. And you can keep it at the level of your solar plexus, or you can bring your arms all the way overhead. And then release. And we're going to do two variations on warrior pose. So let's stand at the top of your mat. Take a big step back with your right foot. Turn your hips to face the front edge of your mat and sink down through your front left sit bone. Take both arms straight up. And this one, I feel, because you're facing the situation straight on, is great for clarity in relationships. Clarity to see the other person's point of view. And then we're going to come into peaceful warrior. Take your right arm behind and your left arm up. So that's for that surrender, forgiveness, compassion, and love that we bring to our relationships. And then we'll switch this to the other side. So stand at the top of your mat and take a big step back with your left foot. Sink down to your front right sit bone. Bring your arms straight up. Again, for that clarity and mindfulness in your relationships. And then drop your left arm behind and your right arm up, looking up for Peaceful Warrior. And then let this posture out of your body. And it gets you to come to the top of your mat. We're going to do dolphin pose for our inversion. So we'll just come to it from standing here. Take a deep breath in, reach up. Exhale, you're gonna hip hinge forward, coming into a standing forward fold. Step your right foot back. Step your left foot back. So you come into downward facing dog. So you could stay in downward facing dog, but I would encourage you to challenge yourself by coming down onto your elbows here into dolphin pose today. So I chose this pose to help you build strength for the tolerance and forbearance. Slowly lower down. And from here, we are going to come into reclined bound angle pose. So you'll need your bolster and two blocks. I know Alice always likes when I say that. And in reclined bound angle pose, we're also going to do loving kindness meditation. So first for yourself, to offer loving kindness to the tenderness of your own heart. And then we're going to offer loving kindness to a difficult person in that you're in relationship with. Tim's behind the camera going like this right now. Tim, I have to tell you a little story, because Tim's been giving up carbs lately, and he's been a little bit difficult to live with through this transition, I gotta admit. Sometimes he says when I'm teaching, he feels like, and this is never the plan either, it just kind of works out this way, but he always is like, did you make that class for me? So, anyway. Okay, so bring the soles of your feet together, open your knees, and use the blocks to support your knees so you're not hanging out midair there. Rest back over your bolster. And take a few breaths into your heart center here. You might need an extra cushion underneath your head too if your neck is feeling at all compromised here. Okay, and I want you to recall, either in the near or distant past, a time when you felt hurt in a relationship. What that felt like for you and your body. And then we're going to offer the phrases of loving kindness to yourself for the pain that you felt at that time. So silently repeat these phrases to yourself. May I be free from internal and external harm. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy and strong. And may I look after myself joyfully. May I be free from internal and external harm. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy and strong. And may I look after myself joyfully. Now bring to mind the difficult person. And now we will offer those phrases of loving kindness to the difficult person. May you be free from internal and external harm. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. May you look after yourself joyfully. May you be free from internal and external harm. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and strong. And may you look after yourself joyfully. So remember that you can come back to these phrases of loving kindness and offer them to yourself in your own heart whenever your heart feels hurt. And then also offer them to the person that you feel has hurt them, remembering that they can't hurt you. It's really their lack of clarity and clear thinking that is hurting you. And know that you can offer them the phrases of loving kindness. And that over time, the more that you do this, the more easy it will be for you to be in relationship with others. Okay, so you're going to draw your legs together and roll to the side. And we're going to come back down onto your backs. And we're going to do a recline twist. So press into your feet, lower your hips over to the right side of your mat, lower your knees over to the left side of your mat. So you're in revolved belly pose or Jathara Parivritasana. This pose is great to massage all your internal organs and release toxins from your body. And again, we're thinking about that both on the physical and emotional and mental levels. And then come back to center, press into your feet, untuck your hips, pause here. Allow your spine to unravel. And then press into your feet, lift your hips and take them over to the left side of your mat. And take your knees over to the right side of your mat, look over your left shoulders so that you're twisting on the other side. Come back to the center, press into your feet, untuck your hips, take a breath in the center. And then take your bolster again. We're going to do happy baby pose one last time, but this time symmetrically with both sides. So press into your feet, roll your bolster underneath your hips. Draw your legs up. If you have a flat bolster, it would be better here. And draw your knees up towards your armpits for happy baby. So we're doing this to calm your mind and for concentration, for that calm mind and concentration and clarity that you want to bring to your relationships. Imagine if everybody came to the relationships with clarity. What a world that would be. And then release that down. And you're going to take your bolster, press into your hips, press into your feet, lift your hips. You just push that bolster down so that it comes to underneath your knees. That allows for a nice smooth flow of energy throughout your whole body. Take your palms up beside you and you'll come into Shavasana. This pose allows you to receive your practice physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, spiritually. You're going to stay here and I am going to sit up and read you a poem in Shavasana. Okay, this is a poem called Living the Wound by Mark Nepo from his book Inside the Miracle. And I want to thank Sounds True for this book. When I told them my students love poetry, they gave me this book of poetry. Living the Wound. There is a need to be specific if we are to survive, which requires being honest. The way seeing requires the eyes to stay open. It means I can tell you when you hurt me and still count on your love. It means being honest with myself, knowing the ugly things are not always someone else's. I've been thinking how practical people cut the cord to those who've broken hope, the way breeders shoot horses with broken legs as if there's nothing to be done. Now I know they do this for themselves, not wanting to care for a horse that cannot run, not wanting to sit with a friend who can't find tomorrow, not wanting to be saddled with anything that will slow them down. I used to think it bad timing. When I was up, you were down. When you were ready, I was scared. But since we've never given up on each other, it's clear that drinking wonder when we're sad is how we shed the things we love about pain. I have a right to joy, even when lonely, even when in pain. And you never need to cover your wounds when entering my house. If your voice breaks, I'll be a cup. If your heart sweats, I'll be a pillow on which you'll chance to dream. That weeping is singing through an instrument that's hard to reach, though it lands us like lightning in the grasp of each other, where giving is a mirror of all we cannot teach. So gradually wiggle your fingers and toes, deepen your breath. Bend your knees and roll to your right side. Pause there for a moment. And then when you're ready, you can slowly make your way up to seated. And we'll finish our practice with our Lokha Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu mantra, which allows us to first gather in the benefits of our practice for ourselves, but then offer it out into the world. So make space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for episode 328 of Namaste Yoga. If you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. Subscribe to our channel for a new free yoga class every single Friday. And if you know somebody who would benefit from this, this is kind of cracking me up because it's like, should you send this class to somebody or would that be mixed messages? Maybe your friends, right? You could be like, oh, you know, like your friends that you share your tough relationships with, maybe, but don't send it to a difficult person. That might be received the wrong way. If you know somebody who you'd like to share this with, then go ahead and share. Thank you for your donations, Peter, Donna, Leah, Eva, and Peggy. Your continued kindness and support allows us to share Namaste Yoga with yogis all around the world, and it allows us to produce this show every week. Okay, NBC, I need to explain something here, why I'm getting like this. When you're in the shade, it's actually cold. So it's 20 degrees out in the sun, but in the shade, I don't know, with the wind, it's maybe 8. Yeah. But I don't know, the other day I was filming and I had my fleece on and everything and I was on the beach and I nearly died. So it's how to dress for filming. It's not, oh my gosh, there's a juggler over there. Let's finish filming this show, Melissa. Okay. So anyway, thank you so much for your kind support. It does help us so much to be able to continue to offer these shows freely every Friday. So today's question to answer in the comments, if you can make a financial contribution here or you can contribute by leaving in the comments, is how are you bringing patience to your relationships? The intention behind cultivating the six perfections is for the development of compassion. And if you would like support in developing compassion, I have an infographic with four easy ways to integrate compassion into your day-to-day life. If you go to melissawest.com/328, scroll down, there's an opt-in box, put your email in there, and we will send you that infographic. And if you would like more support in developing patience and relationships, then we have a loving kindness meditation group in our membership community. And every other week, Jessica puts out a video with a reflection and support for your loving kindness meditation. It's a great support. So we'd love to have you as a member of our community and welcome you into our loving kindness meditation group as well. And you can sign up to become a member right here and be as happy as Allison at the beginning of the video with her testimonial. So thanks so much for being with us today. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May it be rooted as the trees in our forests, and may it be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.